This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Estonia is known for being a home of Eastern Europe innovation. Leaders say that a quarter of the country's 1.3 million residents voted electronically in recent elections. And last week, the country's parliament voted to allow people living outside of the country to become e-residents. What the heck is that? Estonia's leadership thinks it's the future, or at least a way to remind people that the country is a technology leader. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Estonia is one of the most e-savvy and e-connected places on the planet. Skype was one of its innovations. Almost every home, office and classroom has access to the internet. Now foreigners are invited to sign up, pay $64 and become an e-resident.
E-residency is basically a government-guaranteed digital identity.
Siret Shooting, Estonia's e-ambassador, says her country's allowing foreigners to acquire what every Estonian already has, a digital signature.
So a digital signature is an encrypted form, basically, which allows you to sign documents securely. And it is legally the same as a handwritten signature everywhere in EU.
You sign by using a unique code along with your own smart card and reader. E-residency won't give you the right to live in Estonia or even to visit the country. But, says Tarvi Kotka of the Ministry for Economic Affairs, it will let you do business there.
You can open up a bank account, start a company, run a company, all that stuff.
Estonia is aiming to sign up 10 million e-residents. That would be seven times the size of its physical population, giving a big boost to the Estonian economy.
There might be more customers for our banks, for telecom companies, for everybody.
Kotka claims e-residency will be totally secure. To qualify, you must supply biometric data like fingerprints and be vetted. Ian Bond, a former British ambassador to neighbouring Latvia, is not entirely reassured.
I would have some concerns about how easy it will be to vet exactly who is getting e-residency.
He's worried about e-money laundering. Living next door to Russia, he says this venture has plenty of risks.
Exploitation by organised crime is one of those risks.
But having once weathered a massive cyber attack from Russian hackers, Estonia reckons it may be small, but it can defend itself and its residents in cyberspace. At the European Desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.